You are listening to XRY FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into Satter Star Emo Radio Show here live on Monday nights. Today we have a guest mix, another episode put together by Omar, who is my favorite emo historian and trusty Satter Star collaborator. This mix is really awesome. It highlights a lot of releases from around the 10-year span of 2005 to 2015. And this era was really the golden age of emo being spread through things like MP3s, platforms like MySpace and Mediafire and blogs, and also the rise of Bandcamp, and also was kind of the, at least the early half, was like peak emo revival era as well. All the bands on this playlist are pretty obscure and also have never been played on the show previously. So I'm excited. This is definitely a really great playlist, so stay tuned. Also, it can be challenging putting together a playlist on my own every week, so it's really sweet to have some help sometimes. Thank you again, Omar. First off, we're gonna start with a Japanese band whose name translates to gourd in English, or hyotan in Japanese. They had members of the long-running Japanese punk band Eastern Youth, and this track you're about to hear, the name translates in English to Beside the Universe. So that's what we're going to start out with. Thanks for tuning in to Satter Star. This is Gourd / Hyotan.
Thank you. X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Sadder Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. My name is Chelsea, and today we have a guest episode put together by my trusty radio collaborator, Omar of Orange County. And the mix that they put together highlights releases from around 2005 to 2015. Lots of rare MP3s, MySpace era stuff, blog, Bandcamp stuff. A lot of cool stuff that we're hearing so far. And we started out the hour with a Japanese band. Their name translates to gourd, or it's hyotan in Japanese, I think. After that, you heard a band called Tussin with the track Picturing a Babe. They were from Boston, Massachusetts, and featured members of Oh My God Elephant, a very noodly band. And Luke was the singer, guitarist, who died about a year ago. So RIP to them, for sure. After that, you heard a band called Pirouette. That track was called CJ Rough Wreath off of their Thinking and Subtitles album. They had members of Everyone Everywhere and were originally from Coatesville, PA, then moved to Philly. And yeah, that was from 2007. After that was Ape Up, which featured members of Algernon Cadwallader, and they're from Boston, Massachusetts. That track is called No Troy. After that, you heard Boyfriends, who featured members of Snowing in 1994 from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That track was called BF1. They were active from around 2009 to 2012. Then you heard Tubers, which featured members of 12 Hour Turn and some other like Florida bands like True North as well. That was from 2006. That track was called We Are All Very Frozen off of their Shell Out album. Then you heard Facile Vega, who are from the UK. They like are barely emo, but still fit generally, I think. And they definitely lean more like noise rock or like post-punk. That track was called Sky Under Night off of their 2011, I think, album, The Body. And then you just heard a German emo band called Sin Error from Berlin. That track was called Look What I Found in the Mailbox Today, off of their first of two splits with the UK emo band What Price Wonderland. Cool stuff. We're playing all bands, all tracks that have never been played on the show before. A lot of deeper cuts. Thank you, Omar, again, for putting together this sick playlist. And we're gonna keep things going with a band that was new to me called State Street Residential. They were a screamo / jazz band from Burlington, Vermont. They're active in 2006. And this track you're about to hear is called MLK Battles Egypt. So thanks again for tuning in to Sadder Star. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hello, you're still tuned into Satterstar Emo Radio Show, and we are just about to finish up today's episode. Got about 5 minutes left. If you tuned in over halfway through, this is a guest episode put together by frequent Satterstar trusty emo collaborator Omar, highlighting releases from around 2005 to 2015. That era of emo. And starting out at the top of that block, you heard a band called State Street Residential. That track is called MLK Battles Egypt. Then you heard the Greek Favorites, who were a band from the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania around 2008. That track is called The Old Seventh. Then you heard a band from Long Beach, California, also around 2008, called Khonsu. That track is called Six. And then you heard Obi-Wan Kenobi, Wan with a J, called The Bus off of their demo. And they were another band from Southern California, Lakewood, again, around 2008. Then you heard a band called Lil Dowager. That track is called The Walk to End Life. They were active in Oakland, California, around 2015. Then you heard a really fun band called The Mall. That track is called Acrid off of their Emergency at the Everyday album, released in 2006. They're also from Oakland. Lots of California happening here. Then you heard one of my faves of this whole playlist called Stifle. They featured members of another really great band called Alta, and they were from Milwaukee and Chicago around 2014. That track is called Testify off of their Grace Black album. Then you heard an unreleased track 2 by a band called In Tongues, which featured members of the Codan Armada on a compilation that I can't find anywhere. But Omar's notes is that it's on the I Hate Music comp with bands like A Petal Fallen and Mass Movement of the Moth around 2005. So I gotta find that. And then you heard a band called Cassilis, which featured members of some heavy hitters like Snowing, Boy Problems, Make Me, and Boys and Sex. They're from Philly around 2008, and that track was called Carcassonne. And then we're about to wrap up today's episode with a track called One by Guidelines, who were active around 2012. They're from New Jersey. This is off their self-titled EP, released in 2012. And thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar this week and every week. Thanks again to Omar for putting this together and throwing on some cool stuff that we haven't played on the show yet. So yeah, I definitely learned some new things. Hope you guys learned some new bands as well through this episode. And take care. Thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar on X-Ray FM. We'll be right back.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., KXLY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXLY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FMs, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. So Clock TVA was totally good, but it was kind of like a black t-shirt contest because that was the prevailing fashion choice of the, I'm going to say mostly men at the show, but it was a totally good show. But then a week later, Magnolia Bouvier and I had a party, and I have become too hungover to say another word.
He must first snap the ball and then be ready to block against a red-dogging or rushing linebacker or a crashing tackle.
Take the child from